Australian government succumbs to pressure, will begin gambling ad reform. Australia's federal government is preparing to reintroduce sweeping gambling advertising reforms after shelving the proposals earlier this year. Reports indicate that Communications Minister Anika Wells has renewed discussions with broadcasters, sporting bodies, and other key industry stakeholders, signaling a shift toward implementing advertising restrictions that had previously stalled in the lead-up to the May election. The reform effort originates from the 2023 parliamentary inquiry into online gambling and its associated harms, which produced 31 recommendations. Among the inquiry's proposals was a phased, 3-year prohibition on all online gambling advertising and the creation of a single national regulatory authority to oversee gambling operations across Australia. The inquiry emphasized the growing social and economic impact of gambling harm and pressed for stronger national-level safeguards. According to reporting from The Strait, the government does not appear ready to pursue a complete ban on gambling advertising. Instead, it is working toward stricter limitations. Under the plan currently being considered, television broadcasters would be restricted to no more than 2 gambling advertisements per hour from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Additional restrictions would apply to children's programming and live sporting events, where all gambling-related promotions would be prohibited. Industry opposition to a blanket ban has played a significant role in shaping the revised approach. Concerns have been raised that removing all regulated advertising could inadvertently create opportunities for unlicensed and illegal gambling operators to reach Australian consumers, particularly through online and offshore platforms. Regulators and policymakers fear that such a scenario would reduce oversight and consumer protection while undermining the effectiveness of reforms. Multifaceted approach to oversight required. The Straits report also highlights a broader governance challenge, noting that 21 of the 31 recommendations from the inquiry involve shared responsibilities with state and territory governments. This means that progress on reforms requires negotiation and cooperation between multiple levels of government. To address this complexity, Wells and her team are reportedly taking a collaborative approach, convening discussions with industry representatives and state authorities to identify areas of agreement before pushing ahead with legislation. The planned changes reflect the government's attempt to balance consumer protection with industry realities. Limiting advertising exposure during peak times and eliminating promotions from environments where children are likely to be present aligns with public health goals. At the same time, avoiding a full prohibition allows licensed operators to maintain visibility in a tightly regulated market, which could help prevent the migration of gamblers toward unregulated alternatives. Stakeholders across all related sectors are expected to be directly affected by the reforms. Broadcasters and sporting organizations, many of which rely heavily on gambling sponsorship and advertising revenue, may need to adapt to the new restrictions by diversifying revenue sources. Gambling companies will also face constraints on their ability to reach audiences, potentially reshaping marketing strategies across television and digital platforms. The federal government's renewed focus on advertising reform represents one of the most significant policy moves on gambling regulation in recent years. While a complete prohibition of gambling promotions appears unlikely, the introduction of strict caps and targeted bans signals a firm policy direction. Implementation of the new framework is expected to begin in early 2026.